The History of Baseball with an interview with Gary Foster.
Let me start by asking your name.
My name's Gary Foster.
Okay, and can I have some of your background that you have in baseball?
I manage Little League Baseball in Evans City. I was fortunate to play in 1953 when the Little League was first organized in Evans City. It started off with four teams, and it's now got 12. And I was fortunate enough to end up managing a Little League team. It was the Cubs, and I managed them for about 7 years. Then I went on to do Pony League Baseball, Mid County League, and American Legion. Got out of that and got involved in softball.
And you said you managed and coached. You umpire now.
Yes.
Okay, and what do you think that baseball has contributed to the community of Evans City?
I think that it's given the kids that participate a chance of learning the game. Keeping them out of trouble and just giving them clear minds if it's taught right. Baseball is what the manager or the coaches are. In other words, if you have a manager or coach that's there for one reason, just to win a gold trophy, become first place, and just use his best kids and not play everybody else, I don't feel that this is the way it should be. In Little League Baseball, everybody's there to play. The way I was brought up and the way I coached, if I had 15 boys on my team, everyone played 3 innings. I didn't win any championships, but I knew that the kids got to play. And down the road, what happens is if they don't play, they don't continue on playing baseball.
And you said that, or you stated before we started, that Evans City holds tournaments.
Evans City has Little League baseball tournaments. They have Little League is based on they use the same rules as the Little League World Series out in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. They've never had a team go out to participate there, but we have been fortunate enough to have umpires. That I have a friend that has done 2 Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And myself, I've never done anything like that, but it was a dream. But then I got into the Amateur Softball Association, and I've done state church tournaments. I've done Meadville's slow pitch and fast pitch, national and state tournaments. I managed a softball team out in York, Pennsylvania in a national tournament. And out of 128 teams, we finished 6th, which was a bunch of young kids. And it was a great honor. Had me crying, and my wife finished that. Well, it was a Labor Day tournament, a 3-day tournament.
Okay. You just stated a memorable experience, but is there any other memorable experiences that you've had throughout your years involved in baseball?
Yes, I've had many, but you mean like something I remember that actually that I was involved in baseball that I feel was...
Yeah, like you just stated, you know, on Labor Day weekend, you know, anything else?
I was fortunate enough that in 1970, at the church, Reformed Church in Evans City, I was fortunate enough to meet Roberto Clemente. And it was a great honor because, to me, he was the greatest baseball player that ever lived. And, it was tragic the way his life ended, and his potentially had 10, maybe 5, 10 more years of baseball. But Roberto Clemente was my idol, and I stood in line. The church is right here in Evans City. It's up on a
is there any differences in the game of baseball now than what there was, like, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, I mean,
like in officiating or whatever, you know, playing or officiating.
The rules have changed. Not so much in baseball as much as softball. We have two groups of softball umpires. We have what I've talked about, the ASA, which is an Amateur Softball Association certified, and then they have a UAAASA Umpires Association. And it's a little bit different than the ASA. The ASA wears blue uniforms like the regular umpires, navy blue pants, light blue shirt, blue hat with the insignia ASA. UAAASA wears a red shirt, white, I have no idea, a black shirt, black hat with UAAASA. They use a mat in their strike zone. We do not. ASA umpires, we play slow pitch softball at 6 to 10 foot arc. And what that means is when the ball is released from the pitcher's hand, it has to have a dip or an arc. It can't be any lower than 60. It can't be any higher than 12 feet. And if it's over 12 feet, it's an illegal pitch. And if it's flat and no arc on it, it's an illegal pitch. That's the only difference.
A friend of mine told me about this. I don't know if it's in minors or little league or what, but there's a rule about you have to slide in the home. Is that?
Baseball might have it too in your younger groups organized like Little League. What it is, it's to protect the player from getting injury. ASA, amateur softball rule is you must slide at home if there's a play being made on a player. That's to protect the catcher. You are not allowed to come in and bowl the catcher over, hit him with your arms, or knock him over. You have to slide. There can't be no intention of hurting a person. That's on any base. An umpire's decision is, whatever it is, if you feel that someone intentionally tried to take a player out, boys or girls, intentionally try to hurt them, they are ejected, they're out and ejected from the game, along with their manager. This is the ASA rule.
So you have to slide in almost every base?
You don't have to, but what the rule says, at any base, if you feel that a person is not sliding to hurt someone or to break up the play, it's a judgment call, but you must slide. You don't have to slide at every base, but the best thing to do, especially in amateur softball, is to slide because they're safety-minded. They're there to protect anybody. You're there to play the game and not to hurt anyone. And ASA strictly puts a lot of safety in their games. That's why now they come up with helmets. Girls in any league must wear a helmet. They are not allowed to take the helmet off at any time. Even after a play is made and they're walking to the dugout to keep the helmet on. The reason is ASA has a proven fact that sometimes a player will take their helmet off and be walking. A wild pro hit him on the head and caused damage. The rule is, if you feel, and I get this at every tournament I go to, hey, how do you know somebody throws a helmet off? I can tell. If it comes off at the girl because it's too big on her head, I can tell this, but then we tell them to wear straps. But if it's on her head and she goes like this and throws her head back, I know she intentionally got rid of it to run. A lot of girls will do this. They don't like wearing a helmet. They don't like wearing their hats. But the tournament rules is everyone is in uniform. If one girl has a hat on, everyone has a hat on. If nobody has a hat on, that's fine.
Does that go for men, boys,
men,
too?
Right.
Okay.
Any sanctioned ASA league or tournament has a uniform code.
Okay. And now you're mentioning girls. I believe it's called Title IX. It let the girls play the game, is that what that's called? Did you I don't know, somebody told me that the Title IX, which let girls play in the game, which was like a rule or something that let girls play in Little League. That's what it was called.
I don't know that, but I know that in softball, we have leagues, like I'm going down to be Falls right now. I'm doing helping out District 10 umpires. They're co-ed league. What that is, it's 28 teams and they're all co-ed. It's five guys and five girls. The rule states that you cannot start a game without five girls and four guys. It can't be five guys and four girls. It has to be five girls and four guys. And what it is, no matter guy, girl, can't have two guys.
Or two girls.
No.
Okay,
because... But I've never heard of that.
I was just told that, so I was just wondering if that's what it was called or when it... Do you know, like, when it came into effect that girls were allowed to play in Little League or anything? Or was there ever a rule that said they couldn't?
Yes, they did have a rule where... I don't know if it was a rule, but you just didn't see girls participating in the Little League baseball. Then back 3 or 4 years ago, there is girls that even have participated in what I mentioned, the Little League World Series. There was one played this year.
Okay, because baseball, a lot of people say that it's becoming like a science, like throwing the ball and batting. You know, people say that throwing is becoming a science because more people are getting home runs. I don't know, but have you heard anything about, I think this is in the major leagues, or whatever, making the outfield bigger, or the wall higher?
They've talked about it.
Okay, how do you feel about that?
I feel that if it takes this to make the game better played, that they should do it. I don't know if you have heard, but aluminum bats, they use aluminum bats in softball. They don't use aluminum bats in professional baseball, but they do use them in college baseball. But a baseball comes off of a aluminum bat like a torpedo. And if the majors ever used it, they'd have people killed. They would head injuries, live drive to the pitcher, couldn't see it. And I don't think the major leagues will ever go from the wooden bat. But softball has aluminum bats.
Do you agree that pitching is becoming a science? It's becoming a science. The people are becoming such good pitchers.
Yes, I do. More so than what it used to be. They're bigger guys, learning more different pitches, stronger, throw faster. I can remember when I was growing up and playing Legion baseball and stuff myself, when you heard of anybody throwing a 60-mile-an-hour fastball, man, he was a terrific pitcher. Today, they're averaging in the AAA and AA minor league baseball camps. They got kids 19, 20 throwing 75 to 80 miles an hour. And they've even clocked pitchers with 100 miles an hour. They are getting stronger and faster.
I understand that you had a letter of intent to be a major league umpire. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, I can. When I was umpiring baseball with the PIAA, I did note at the time that I received a letter from Harry Winterstadt, which is a professional umpire in professional baseball, and it was a 14-week school, but I was working at a corporation at the time, which was Fine Safety, and I went and asked to have a leave of absence to go to school, and they couldn't do it, so I couldn't just quit my job because I was young and just started the job and didn't want to lose it, so I didn't go. But I was very proud that somebody did feel that I was a good enough umpire to give it a shot. And being a major league umpire is not an easy thing. You have to be good at what you do, but you're trained. They have, in the 14 weeks, you have like a boot camp in the service, physical. You have to learn and show all your fundamental mechanics. That's the out sign, safe sign, dead ball calls, which is the same thing as an ASA umpire. That when I go to a clinic, I go in front of a board to do a state or national. They have three or four men which watch you. You wear your uniform, they look for your dress, and they'll
umpire, I guess you see a lot of trouble in the field, and you stated that sometimes the parents get more carried away than the players do.
Yes, especially in Little League Baseball. A lot of the parents forget that the kids at that age are there not to win. They're there to learn the fundamentals of baseball. Myself, the biggest thing that bothered me was even when my boys were playing the game, and even when I was playing the game, some of the parents forget that the kids are there to learn the game and not to win the gold trophy. I feel competitiveness shouldn't be until county league, the age of 14 or 15. Little league should be, everybody should get a chance to play, learn the game, be good sportsmen about it, and winning is secondary. Being a good sportsman is number one. And I feel that even as they get up in the Legion, with me being an umpire, I see a lot of kids and I see a lot of good attitudes and I see the negative side too. And I can tell the kids that was brought up from a manager or a coach or even an umpire with the tact of teaching sportsmanship's number one and winning's immature. Sure, everybody likes to be a winner, but to be a good winner, you have to be a good loser too, because you don't always win.
And baseball is known as America's favorite pastime. How do you feel about that? I mean, with all the other sports out there.
I feel myself, because I've been involved in baseball. I was small all the way through school. I never got to play football. It was too small. But baseball is, I'd say, America's favorite. It's been proven. Football's out there, but that baseball is the national pastime. Because of all ages, you have adult leagues in baseball, the same as you do in softball. What they call Eagle County League. You have semi teams around the area, which are semi-pro. And guys that just want to play good enough to get to the pros, but are good enough to play sand line balls. A lot down in Pittsburgh.
And to wrap things up, now that we said that baseball is America's favorite pastime, what do you think about the famous salary cap in the baseball strike? How do you feel about that?
Personally, I think it stinks, but that's my opinion. And the reason I do feel this, I'm not knocking a lot of the baseball players, but I don't feel, not just in the sport of baseball, hockey, football, that no man, I don't care how good he is worth $8 million a year. And the thing that hurts me so much is some of these baseball players, if I'm an example, I'll give a name, Barry Bonds. He is a great ball player. His dad, Bobby Bonds, was a greater ball player. He never seen the salary that Barry Bonds has asked for. When he played at Pittsburgh, I won't take it away from him. He was the best baseball player. I remember better than many in my eyes, but Barry Bonds' attitude was money's first, and if I play the game good, that's fine. I mean, the kid does have all the talents, but what I was so upset with him about it, money was first. He wanted $9 million a year. Pittsburgh offered him $7 million. He didn't want it, so he left. But I feel baseball players, not all of them, but a lot of them, overdoing it. Too much.
So you think that maybe in the beginning, baseball players are getting in, when they hit the majors, they just feel honored to be in the major league and that, but do you think that eventually when they're in there, like you said, like for so long, that money, like, overrides that?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.